He's pretty fly for a white guy. Welcome to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Join us as we explore the sweet and explosive world of human connections. Here is your host, Sandy.
Welcome back to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast, where we explore the complexities of the human experience. I'm your host, Sandy, and today we're delving into the intriguing topic of what I call incongruent realities. Incongruent realities refer to the idea that multiple conflicting versions of reality can coexist or be perceived simultaneously. This concept is richly explored in various fields, such as philosophy, psychology, popular music, and speculative fiction. In psychology, incongruent realities often manifest as cognitive dissonance. This occurs when an individual holds contradictory beliefs or experiences conflicting emotions simultaneously. Imagine feeling torn between two opposing viewpoints, or experiencing discomfort when your actions don't align with your values. That's cognitive dissonance in action, and it can lead to a deep sense of unease as we grapple with resolving the inconsistencies within ourselves. A better way to put it is an individual being so unaware of a situation that their reality is skewed to the point of absurdity. These fools have no idea that they are looked at as clowns. There are shining examples of this in everyday life. You may have some incongruent realities of your own. In this episode of the Sugar Napalm Podcast, I'm going to give you some real-life examples of this phenomenon. Examples of men displaying this cognitive dissonance, females doing the same. And I'm going to unpack the lyrics of two songs from popular culture that give wonderful demonstrations of incongruent realities. A classic example of an incongruent reality is easily found in a strip club. Anyone with a room temperature IQ knows what these places represent. A fool and his money are soon parted. Most guys understand the transaction. However, there are always a few that go in there and unbelievably fall in love with a dancer. She likes me. She really likes me. No, numbnuts, she likes that you're giving her your entire paycheck. The reality is, she's providing a service, acting as if she likes you, so you give her more money. The incongruency lies in the fact that this particular man in our scenario thinks she's falling in love with him. Another stereotypical example also comes from the service industry. Imagine, if you will, a washed-up gigolo goes to a local diner and orders breakfast. The waitress is real sweet and friendly, almost flirty. When she leaves to get his order, the has-been turns to his buddy and says, "I still got it." The reality is, the girl knows how to play chumps like him into giving her bigger tips. His worldview is so skewed that he doesn't realize she does this with all of her other male customers. So now that you, the listener, have an idea of what I mean by incongruent reality, we're going to unpack a couple songs that I feel highlight incongruent realities in a great way. Since I'm a drummer and I cannot sing worth a damn, we're going to have Jarvis sing the lyrics to the next particular song. Take it away, Jarvis.
He came from somewhere back in his long ago. Sentimental fools don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created once in their lives. She musters a smile for a nostalgic tale, never coming near what he wanted to say, only to realize it never really was.
Right in key, Jarvis. Thank you. If you're not familiar with the song Jarvis just sang, it's called What a Fool Believes, performed by the Doobie Brothers and sung by Michael McDonald. Kenny Loggins did his own version too, but that's a story for another podcast. This verse portrays a character who is reminiscing about the past and attempting to recreate something that never truly existed in the way that he remembers it. The sentimentality blinds him to the reality that what he is seeking to recreate was never as he perceived it to be. It's a poignant depiction of the human tendency to idealize the past and overlook the truth, contributing to an incongruent reality. People do this when they ruminate about relationships after breakups and whatnot. The woman in the song probably thought he was nuts. They never dated, exchanged numbers, or had a meaningful conversation, yet in his mind, they were long-lost lovers. This delusional kind of thinking is not only comical, but in some cases can be dangerous. Michael McDonald saw what a lot of us see in everyday life, but he had the wherewithal and songwriting skills to turn his observation into a masterpiece. There's no way that he had the incongruent reality. Is there? Yes, it's possible. Even the best of us can get sucked into an incongruent reality. Commonly, men who begin losing their hair have a difficult time parting with it. They'll comb it over, trim it, spike it, whatever they have to do in order not to lose it. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's gone and it looks like shit. Oftentimes, they don't even know it looks ridiculous. Thankfully, for guys like me, clipping it down to the skin or shaving it has become commonplace. Not so long ago, guys would just let it grow out, looking like Homer Simpson with three random strands of hair on top. Oh! There's a fella, let's just call him Calvin Emojeski, who suffers from this. He just needs to break down and change his hairstyle, or whatever's left of it, because what he's rocking right now looks foolish. Otherwise, he'd look fine. What about the ladies and their incongruent realities? You thought I was going to let you off the hook?
Gotcha, bitch!
One common incongruent reality I see with women is that they think their worth on the sexual marketplace is much higher than it really is. There's a well-known trope, and that is, they say getting a man is the easiest thing to do. And while this might be true, getting him to commit to a monogamous relationship and actually keeping a man turns out to be very difficult for these types of ladies. That's why you see these women ride the carousel. You know what I mean? And end up with multiple baby daddies. They are terrible at choosing men and try to lock down guys who only want to have fun. Hypergamy plays into this too, but don't be fooled. Go on any dating app and you will see tons of incongruent realities. I want a man who is 6'3", makes six figures, and has six-pack abs. Meanwhile, she's trying to get child support from five different dudes, and she looks like a stunt double for Danny DeVito's Penguin. Her incongruent reality lies in the fact that she may have slept with a high-value man on occasion, but the fact of the matter is she can't hold one down. But since she's been with a few, she now believes she's in league with them. The wall is not kind to these type of people. Another incongruent reality is where the line between thick and obese lie. Women like to say they are thick or curvy, when in fact they're using strategic camera angles to hide the fact that they're one Twinkie away from meeting Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes.
All right, enough about that. Let's bring back the lovely singing voice of Jarvis one last time. Jarvis, can you please serenade us with a verse from the Offspring's Pretty Fly for a White Guy?
You know, it's kinda hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue, and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial.
Hey, that's pretty good.
The fella Jarvis just sung about displays a severe case of incongruent reality. Again, the Offspring must have seen an Ocean County, California peer displaying traits of cognitive dissonance and found a way to masterfully incorporate this gentleman's lack of self-awareness into a hit song. It's a classic try-hard, doing everything he thinks is cool, only to be seen by everybody else as a three-ring circus. There's nothing wrong with self-confidence and being yourself, but if you listen to the song, he's trying to be someone totally different. Thank goodness this is really mostly just a harmless example of incongruent reality. The only thing he's going to hurt are his chances of fitting into whatever clique he's trying to join. So when you add delusion with a healthy dash of lack of self-awareness, you may develop an incurable case of incongruent reality. Well, thanks for joining us today. Be sure to share and subscribe the Sugar and Napalm Podcast for more thought-provoking discussions on the sweet and explosive nuances of human connection. Next week, we are going to tackle the concept of karma. See you on the flip side. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy, and tomorrow's a new day. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy, and tomorrow is a new day.